of all, no new taxes. I loved it. You know, coming right off the bat saying we don't have to raise taxes to fund our state budget was incredible. And I did stand up and clap on that because the taxpayers need a break sometimes. And, you know, if we don't have to raise taxes and we can support, you know, our programs in the Commonwealth, things that are needed, childhood education, education in general, funds for everything that you can think of, infrastructure, if we can do it without a tax increase, perfect. Now, with that being said, I loved his hopefulness in this speech. It came across like, look, we are not Washington. We're not polarized. We really do work together in the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, trying to do what's right, you know, for the people that we represent. There is that spirit of cooperation that you don't see maybe in the nation, but you do see it here in Pennsylvania, in this state capital. And I'm proud of that. And I'm also proud that he's really talking about investment in education. And I didn't even know this, but I didn't realize you don't have to get educated or be in school until age 8. He's saying, no, age 6. I didn't even know it was age 8. So yes, being in school by 6 years old is not an incredible ask. And I think it was warranted, you know, that we changed that, or at least in statute anyway. And then the community colleges. You know, what better way to prepare students to adapt to the new skills of today, workforce of today and tomorrow through our community colleges, and just giving them a little bit of a break, you know, in grants if they stay and work in Pennsylvania and get educated and credentialed in a community college. I thought that was a fantastic program. We have to do something about how some people are paying exorbitant amounts of property taxes and other people aren't. There's an education inequity in our Commonwealth. It's cited in all reports across the nation that we're the worst when it comes to education equity. We have to address that, because any new dollars going into education, unless you address the funding inequity, isn't going to make a difference.